Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, Better Business, Better Series, where we will explore top-of-mind topics with business and industry leaders to understand the leading trends and innovations that continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Thank you for joining us on the Better Series podcast. I'm Nona Finn, your host for today's dynamic conversation. March is Women's History Month, and we also just celebrated International Women's Day on March 8th. What better time to acknowledge the phenomenal trend of women leaders rising up in business, politics, and art? Today, we look to discuss how these monumental moments are more than something to like on our social media feed, but instead are moments to move us, drive us, and motivate us to make this the norm. I am so excited to have Cheryl Wood of Cheryl Empowers to talk about the influence and power of women leaders and why the growth of women in charge is not just a good thing, but vital to the health of business and our social dynamics overall. Cheryl is an international speaker, best-selling author, and coach who equips women globally with the tools to step outside of their comfort zone, take bigger risks, and confidently embrace their personal and impactful world-changing power. Cheryl, thank you for joining us today and welcome.
Thank you. I want to take you everywhere I go and let you introduce me.
I am available, Cheryl.
Like all of my international trips, I want you to go with me.
Oh, I am even more available now, Cheryl. Would you agree, Cheryl, that there's like no better time in history to be a girl? Like I am just loving watching women just kind of take charge and take power, owning who they've always were meant to be in this moment.
Ironically,
I love it.
Yeah, we're on the same page. Ironically, I have this magazine that I print. It's digital and print. It's called Impact the World. And for the month of March, our theme is women crushing the game. And that's what we focus on, like women who are just running the world with their unique gifts and talents and creativity. So yeah, we're in alignment on that.
Yes,
one.
I'm loving it. I'm like, I'm trying to tell my little girl, like, watch this moment.
Yes.
This is our moment and grab a hold of it, little 8-year-old, because it will be you soon.
Yes, I love that.
Yes. Well, can you share with our listeners what Cheryl Empowers is all about?
Yeah, I think you kind of alluded to it in the intro, really just empowering, educating, and equipping women to claim their personal power, to say, whatever reality I desire, I have the power to create it. And it's not about who's supporting me or not supporting me. It's not about what I'm lacking. It's about utilizing what you have. What are your strengths? What are those strong suits that you have? Your gifts, your creativity, the thing that has been given to you that nobody else can duplicate, and taking that to impact and touch the world in a big way where you're changing your life, but you're also changing the lives of others at the same time. So really just getting out of your own way and out of your own mental. Sometimes we have this toxic conversation that we're having with ourselves about why we can't. So it's really helping women to shift from I can't to I'm going to, and I'm going to do it right now.
I love that. I love that. Getting out of our own way. Yes. I tell you, I am guilty of that. I'm always in my way.
Most of us. Most of us have at some point. I mean, we were just talking, having a conversation before we came on air, and we were talking about this initiative that I'm doing, my first international women's conference in Paris, France.
Congratulations.
Oh, and we were talking about how scared I was. I mean, I've thought about this for several years. And then there's another initiative I'm doing at the end of the year, SpeakerCon, this big convention and gala for professional speakers and verbal communication experts. I held on to that idea for 2 years before I executed it. So I was definitely in my own way. So it doesn't matter. I don't think how successful we are, how much we've accomplished. We always have to check ourselves and make sure, am I standing in my own way of getting to that next level?
Oh, yes, I love that. Well, let's talk a little bit about Cheryl. Why dedicate your life to helping other women find their way and become who she was always meant to be? Why make this your thing?
You know, what else is there to do? No. look, there's a saying that you'll hear me say all the time, and that is, your story is about you, but it ain't for you. So what I mean by that is your story, meaning your life is a story. There are things that you've gone through. There are peaks and valleys, highs and lows, and there were lessons that you learned through the process, through being in that journey. And I think we really stand in a place of power when we're willing to be vulnerable and share the journey. Because if you learned all of these amazing lessons and now you know how to do it better, how to get to the results you want quicker, why wouldn't you want to share that with someone else? So for me, a big part of my journey was, how do I claim time freedom, financial freedom, and creative freedom for myself? And for me, that was, I need to create economic empowerment and independence. And I did that through the vehicle of entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
So everything that I've learned in that process and that journey, now I want to share it with another woman so that if that's something she desires, if she's like I was just 8 years ago, I was going to a corporate job. And it wasn't that I hated the job. I hated the lack of flexibility.
Yeah.
I wanted to be able to walk my kids up to school in the morning and pick them up every day. I didn't want to send them to school at 6 a.m. for before care program. And then they're in school until 6 p.m. for the aftercare program. And then when I finally get to them, I give them the worst parts of me. The tired, grouchy, angry black woman who has given the best of me to the job when I now bring the worst of me to the people I say I love the most. So I know there's so many women globally who fit in that space, and they want that freedom, but they don't know how.
Yeah.
So it would be really selfish of me to know the answer, to have come through that journey and know what it feels like to be in that pain and not share the answer. So for me, it's knowing that my story and what I've been through is about me, but it's not for me.
Yeah, I love that quote. And I could totally relate. That's how I feel as a mom.
Yeah.
And being on this journey has been great. It's just really allowed that. I love that mindset of providing my family the best pieces and part of me. I love that. And, you know, I can totally hear you when you say that your story is not about you. It's literally for someone else. I had the opportunity to write a chapter in a book this past year, and it was very therapeutic, but also empowering.
Yes.
So I really loved that. And hearing people come back to me like, oh, that helped me with this or that. I'm like, oh, this is why you went through.
Yeah.
It was not about you at all. Yes, I grew from it.
That's it. You have this power to let somebody else know that they're not alone.
Yes.
But also to let them know there is a solution on the opposite side of the pain that you're currently experiencing.
Yeah.
So whether that pain is a relationship pain, whether it's a financial pain, whatever the pain is that it's related to, there is always a solution. Yeah. So it's up to the people who have the solution to share it.
Share it.
Yeah.
Don't be selfish.
Don't be selfish.
Well, Cheryl, why do you believe it is so important for women to show up in leadership, especially in business?
Wow. I think that when one woman shows up in leadership, there's a domino effect. So if I show up in leadership and you know, there's this quote that leaders help to create more leaders, not followers. So I don't want a bunch of people following me. I want other leaders who are taking their power, taking their expertise, taking their unique selling proposition and getting out into the marketplace and changing their lives and the lives of others. And it's important because there's 7.5 billion people in the world. I can't serve them all. I can't lead them all. So we need more women stepping up to the plate to lead so that we can usher more women into their greatness, into their calling, and creating that legacy, that living legacy. I don't want to create a legacy where you're talking about how amazing I was when I'm 90 and I can't half hear and can't see. I want my legacy now. I want you to experience it, feel it, touch it, and benefit from it now.
Yeah.
So when I walk in power, now I give you permission to walk in power and I show you an example of what's possible.
That's good. And it's a legacy that lives on.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Well, can you share an example of what happens when a woman leads in business? Have you seen this firsthand when women step up and take their place? What does that look like?
Oh, my God. I've worked with so many women, and this has been global, not just local to my own in my own backyard, but so many women who, like you, we were talking about earlier, who will send you an email or a small note or a message in your DM and say, thank you so much. Because of you, because of your leadership, I now launched my podcast. Mm-hmm. I now hosted my first conference. Or I just had someone who posted, and I have an Impact Nation group, and she posted her book. So she just published her own book. And that was, as she in her own words, through seeing you do it and through experiencing your encouragement and empowerment and reminding me that I have what it takes. So sometimes the people that we come in contact with, they don't always have a support team. They don't always have people around them who are cheering for them. So as a leader, you now are in position to lead, to guide, to empower, to uplift, to support someone else who is lacking that in their own intimate circle. So it's a powerful thing, leadership, and to be able to touch other people and then bring other leaders on board so that they can go out and touch other parts of the world. Nothing like it.
I love what you're saying, because I'm not sure every leader thinks like that, where, well, my role now, my job is to create other leaders, not be threatened by the next one coming up, but instead empower that next one. Because like you said, 7.5 billion people, that one leader who he or she
doesn't have the capacity.
They weren't meant to.
Yeah. I mean, I think about even my own industry and the speaker industry. So there's the greats. There's Les Brown and Tony Robbins and Eric Thomas and Lisa Nichols and Brian Tracy and like all these names that we could just call. But they can't serve everybody. Right. They don't have, literally don't have the physical capacity to serve everybody. So who's going to serve them?
Exactly.
Well, they have to build other leaders so that those leaders can then go out and serve. And then those leaders become leaders. And then guess what? They go out and serve.
Yeah.
So it really is, again, once you hit that first domino, it's literally just a domino effect.
Love that. We're changing the world together.
Changing the world.
Well, Cheryl, based on your work with coaching women, what are some barriers that keep women from stepping into their great pair of shoes? I know we talked about us getting in our own way.
Yeah.
And then how would you say we could work to remove those barriers?
I have to say the biggest one is fear. It's fear of inadequacy, fear of judgment from others, fear that I'm not good enough,
mm-hmm.
fear that nobody's going to support me if I do step up to this plate, to the plate and to the leadership role. And we really have to assertively face our fears. Like, you got to run in the direction of the fear, not away from the fear. And that's where most people go wrong. So they have this great idea and they become inflated. I mean, think about a balloon. You're blowing up a balloon and it's inflated. And then like in the next 60 to 90 seconds, they pop a little hole in it and deflate it because all of a sudden they start thinking about who's not supporting them, what they don't have to make it happen. Oh, I'm scared. I might fall flat on my face. Okay, guess what? You'll get a little bruised up, put a Band-Aid on it, keep it moving. So for most people, it's that fear. I had the same fear when I first started speaking. I said, who's going to listen to me?
Mm-hmm.
I am a girl who grew up in poverty. I grew up in what they call the hood in Baltimore, Maryland. I came from a single parent household. My father was an alcoholic. I don't have a college degree that so many people depend on to say you're good enough. Who in the ham sandwich is going to listen to me? who's going to put me on their big stage? Those were all my fears.
Yeah.
And I had to run towards those fears instead of away from them to say, but I am worthy still, but I am enough even without that piece of paper.
Yeah.
But I do have a powerful gift that has been gifted to me as an orator. So I had to start focusing more on what I had, what I possessed, than what I was lacking.
Yep.
And then face the fear and, as they say, do it anyway.
Yeah.
And that's how you're here now talking to Cheryl Wood, the international speaker who travels all over the world. Last year, I was in South Africa speaking to a group of college girls in South Africa. The year before, I was in India. The year before, I was in London. I'll be in Paris in a few months. That didn't just happen. That was because I was able to acknowledge that I was fearful about things, but I was willing to press forward in spite of the fears.
Yeah, run.
So you gotta run towards it.
That's great. It's scary, but it's great.
Yeah. If it doesn't scare you, how does it possibly grow you?
Mm.
I think that's what people need to think about. If it's not scaring me, it cannot possibly grow me, because if there's no fear there, if there's no level of discomfort and unfamiliarity, then what am I really learning?
Right.
Like, fear is connected to being scared. It's connected to growth.
Yeah.
There's a reason that you're scared, because you ain't never done it before.
Yeah.
So you're not sure of the end result.
Right.
But when you get to the other side, you're able to look back and say, now, why did it take me so long? why didn't I just do it before? So typically, as they say, it's false evidence appearing real.
Yeah. I love that. Oh, I love that so much. Well, Cheryl, what's next? Based on what you've seen in your work, what should businesses keep an eye out when it comes to seeing women take charge? What do you see coming around the corner?
Oh, my God. We're going to keep running the world.
Yes. Yes,
we're going to keep running
Beyonce.
The world.
No.
You know, what I would really love to see happen is I would love to see more women support other women. I would love to see more women come into a collaborative space versus a competitive space where we're looking at the other woman and saying, oh, I can't help her, let her light shine brighter because it's going to dim my light.
Mm-hmm.
So I would really like to see more women take charge in the space or in the vein of, I'm going to take charge by surrounding myself with other women who are equally as talented as me so that we can all get a bigger piece of the pie versus I'm just going to keep it all to myself.
Yeah.
So I think just, you know, watch out for all the amazing women. Look, have an intentional eye for women who are walking in their brilliance and ask yourself the question, how can I, number one, collaborate with her, number two, support her and help elevate her?
That's awesome. Cheryl, this went way too fast. I love this. But thank you so much for joining us today. Can you tell our listeners where they can find out more about you, get really down to depth to figure out who you are and how they can connect with you?
Absolutely. I'm all across social media at Cheryl Empowers, just like it sounds, Empowers. Cheryl Empowers, and on the web at CherylEmpowers.com.
Awesome. Thank you again. We appreciate you
thank
coming
you
to take the time
me.
Out with us today.
I love your energy. I'll come back anytime.
Yes, please. We'll have you back. Well, happy Women's History Month. Here's to all women and little girls rewriting history as we speak. We appreciate you tuning in to our Better Series podcast. where we bring you marketplace insights and trends. You can hear more great episodes on iTunes or any other streaming platforms. We'll see you next episode.
You just enjoyed Better Business, Better Series podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.